Are you ready to experience faith on another level? Every week, meet us at the place where the Word is alive, the worship is rich, and the supernatural is flowing. Come experience God's presence. Hear a faith-filled word and receive impartation that sets the tone for your week every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway in the beautiful city of Beaumont. It is an atmosphere charged with expectation. Whether in person or online, you belong here. Then let's go deeper in the Word together on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. We will be teaching principles straight from the Word of God to help you grow in faith, wisdom, and victory. And then finally, get ready for power-packed Tag Team Thursday, teaching at 7 o'clock p.m. that will stir your spirit and transform your thinking. You can watch it all on Above the Cloud, Facebook, YouTube, or right through our mobile app. Wherever you are, the Word is coming to you. Join us weekly. Engage, grow, maximize your life. Follow, subscribe, and stay connected. Your faith journey continues here. This is your season to grow stronger, dream bigger, and believe bolder. And we're believing with you every step of the way. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges, and we're building lives.
Wherever you go, take your faith with you. Now you can experience powerful messages, faith-building content, and stay connected with everything happening at Faith Christian Center right from your mobile device. Got an iPhone or iPad? Just search for Faith Christian CC in the App Store. On Android, look up Faith Christian Center Church in Google Play. Download the app today and keep your faith strong wherever you are. Now remember, we're building faith. We're building bridges. We are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain, silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight, that pressure, that sense of isolation, it builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today.
Real topics. Two perspectives. Ready for this week's episode of Tag Team Thursdays.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church, right here in Beaumont, Texas. And it's Thursday, so guess what that means? It's Tag Team Thursday. Amen. And look who I have on the set tonight. I have Lady Gwen. Even after her emergency eye surgery. She's here with me tonight. And I'm so glad and excited to see her here tonight. I thought I was about to do it by myself, but hey, she's here. Glory to God. You want to say something, lady, before I get into everything?
No, I just didn't know that you shared that with everybody. So
I did. I we've been praying for you, and so we want to, you know, we lift God, lift you up in prayer.
All right. Well, I have on my smart specs tonight. So These are my very intelligent smart specs. Yeah. So I just thank God that I still have the vision that He has allowed me to see. So. And then continue to pray for me for my healing, and it is continuing to manifest. So I thank God for those of you who have been praying and all of the prayer warriors thus far.
Amen. Well, listen, let me welcome those who are in Detroit, Michigan tonight. Detroit's in the house tonight. Welcome, Detroit. Amen. Every morning at 5 a.m. and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we're right there on Beacon 3 TV to give you a measure of faith television broadcast. And then let me welcome those in Canton, Ohio. Those in Atlanta, those in Arkansas, those in Arizona, those in California, those in Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, Grand Prairie, Lubbock, Houston, Richmond, Rose, Sharon, Baytown, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge, and of course the Golden Triangle area. Welcome tonight. And as you know, this is Tag Team Thursday, so listen, we need you to call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button. And let them know that Dr. Sharp and Lady Quinn are live tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But listen, if you need prayer tonight, at any time throughout the broadcast, there are several ways whereby you get your prayer request to us. If you're watching by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Type in your prayer request and send it to us. We'll get it and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. If you're watching tonight by way of Facebook Live, you can message us your prayer request. That's right. Message it to us. And we'll get it. If you want to email it to us, you can send it to prayerministry@fccc-bmt.org. Or finally, if you're on our mobile, you can text PR for prayer requests. That's right, PR for prayer requests to 54244, and we'll get it. And then finally, if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request. Again, send it to us. We'll get it, and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. And then listen, let us invite you to join us each and every morning for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line every morning at 6 a.m. We're up early seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the top of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media platforms, they could call the toll-free number and listen live to the broadcast by dialing 877-781-2818. And again, they can listen to it live on the broadcast. And then, of course, you could always take us on the go with you with our podcast. If you have Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Pocket Cast, it's absolutely free for you to download the lessons and listen to them over and over again. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. And then, of course, let us invite you to join us each and every Saturday morning for a worship service like none other at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hey, Lady Gwen, before we begin, let me do a couple quick things real quick. Hey, those of you who are in the Beaumont area, the students can ride the city bus for free this summer if they have their school ID. If they're in the 9th grade to the 12th grade, all they need is the ID and they can ride the bus by themselves for free to get around, to get to their jobs, get to any other areas in the city. If they're in kindergarten through 8th grade, they need a parent or a guardian to ride with them. And of course, they have to follow the school conduct rules as they're on the city bus. So be mindful of that. And then coming up real quick, next week is the Juneteenth celebration. It's at the Beaumont Civic Center. It's absolutely free. So come and join and be a part of the Juneteenth celebration downtown at the Beaumont Civic Center, starting at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, Tennessee State University is looking for a few good black males. They had zero applicants for the doctoral program. And all you have to have is a 3.5 GPA or 28 ACT. You know, you could get your medical degree in 7 years and potentially get a full ride scholarship. And so I want to encourage you, listen, to be a part of that. And then, of course, if you're looking to have a little extra activity and you love basketball like I do, come on out and join us and be a part of the officiating team. You can call Herbert Sapp at 409-656-8485. And we'll get you all taken care of. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boy, last night, woo! What a nail biter, amen. But anyway, I got to move on past that.
All right. So what are we talking about tonight?
Something that I thought very catchy was keep our eye on the prize. Amen. And so we want to help you to stay focused in a distracted world. That's what we want to talk about. And you know, we thought about, since you were going through your medical condition, how staying focused and eye on the prize, you know. I just had a humor. That's, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, one of the greatest challenges that believers face is not just starting, but staying focused, you know. Like she's looking at me right now to stay focused on what we need to do right now. And so in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 13, it says this. He says, "Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this is one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So eyes on the prize. And many believers begin with at the beginning of the year, you have your goals, you have your vision, you have your excitement about what you're going to do for the upcoming year. You're enthusiastic about it. But along the way, you got distracted. You know, we're right now in the middle part of our year. And maybe you had disappointments at the first part of the year. Maybe delays or competing priorities that tried to steal your attention. Well, we want you to get focused. Get back with your eye on the prize. Amen. Because there's nothing more than the enemy wants to do. It's to stop you. That's all he wants to do. He wants to stop you right where you are. And he does that by distracting you. He can't defeat you because Jesus already won the victory for us. So what does he do? He tries to distract you. Amen. And that's why focus is essential, because what captures your attention often determines your direction. Okay. And so when we talk about focus, we're talking about the intentional concentration, amen, of your attention, your energy, and your effort on a specific goal, on your purpose, on your assignment, while eliminating any distractions. And so tonight, for the next few moments, we're going to give you some principles. Five F's. All I'm going to start with an F for staying focused on what God has called you to do. And because, again, the devil wants to stop you because he knows he can't defeat you. And so what he tries to do is, listen, distract you from completing the task that God has set before you. The goals, the visions, amen, that he placed before you, by causing delays and disappointments to happen in your life. So, Lady Gwen, what's the first F that we want to talk to tonight by staying focused?
Well, the first one, and then you'll be able to elaborate on that, is just to fix your eyes on Jesus, always making sure that he's your first priority.
Yes, absolutely. And the Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." So our first way to stay focused is keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, Peter made the mistake of taking his eyes off Jesus when he asked Jesus, "If it's you, Lord, bid me come out on the water." And Jesus said, "Come, because it is me." And so Peter stepped out on the water. But then when he looked at the winds and the waves that were contrary, the Bible says that he began to sink. He began to sink because he took his eyes off Jesus. And we gotta stay focused on who Jesus is in our lives and what he has done for us. Amen. And keep him at the center of every decision that we make. You know, over in Psalms 119 and verse 105, it says this: "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And so when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we keep our eyes focused on his word. Hallelujah. What's the next thing, Lady Gwen?
And the next thing is, remember, these are all starting with the letter F. So the next thing is just to filter out those distractions. pastor's been talking about those distractions. You know, sometimes people will say things and do things that could be distracting. But if you can filter to through those things, then you are one step closer to where God wants you
to be. That's right. Not everything demanding your attention deserves your attention. Now, there's a lot of things that try to get your attention, but you don't have to give it your attention. Amen. We got to learn to say no to good things so that we can say yes to God things. You know, over in Luke chapter number 10, Martha got distracted. Amen. Now watch this in verse 41. It says, "And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." In other words, Martha, you got distracted by watching what everybody else is doing. And I see that a lot, Lady Gwen, in people's lives, where they look at the assignment that God has given to others and miss the opportunity to stay focused on what God has told them to do. And see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 35, it says this. He says, "And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that ye may attend upon the Lord without distraction." We cannot get distracted by the world system, amen, if we intend on fulfilling the plan for our lives. Glory to God, amen. What's the next one, Lady Gwen?
And then the next one is just to follow. That's the third F. Follow through consistently. So whatever God has chosen for you to do, just continue moving forward and follow through with it.
Oops, I'm sorry. Over in Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Amen. Now, we got to keep showing up, even when results are not immediate. And that's a challenge, because part of what the enemy does is cause delay in the manifestation of the promise that God has made to each and every one of us. And Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 35, he says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." And so watch this now. Even when there are delays, he tells us to put on patience. The Bible tells us to wait on the Lord. In Psalms 27 and verse 14, "Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so it's imperative that we learn the principle of being patient while we're waiting on God. Because when God tells us he's going to do something, he is going to do it. That's his promise to each and every one of us. And that's why we have to follow through consistently. He says, "In due season, we will reap if we faint not." Glory to God. Amen. What's the next one, Lady Gwen?
And then the next one is basically to protect your thoughts. Have the fortitude to protect or cover your mind. So making sure that those things that are coming into your mind do not affect you. So protect those things, whether you're hearing them or seeing them.
Yeah, we're living in a society now where negativity is all around us. And like Lady Gwen said, we have to fortify our minds. We have to protect it. Over in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, he says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so I got to protect my thought life. The Bible tells us that we have to pull down strongholds, and that's our responsibility and not God's responsibility. And so watch this now. With all the negativity, you have to learn how to fill your mind with God thoughts. Amen. And over in Philippians chapter 4, it tells us what are some of the things that we ought to be thinking on. Not on the negative things, but what does Paul tell the Philippian church? These are some of the things that you ought to think on. Look what he says. He says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things
are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, what does he tell us? To think on these things. Amen. And so that's why we have to protect our thought life, because Proverbs says, you know, we have to guard our heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. And that's what happens when we protect our thought life. The Bible says, Lady Gwen, that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so, but it's imperative that you protect your thought life. What's the next thing, Lady Gwen?
And then the last thing is just to make sure that you finish. Like, follow through, finish that up, finish what you started.
Ooh, you got to finish the race. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now, so listen, if you're going to stay focused, people who stay focused typically finish what they start. Amen. Don't allow temporary setbacks to become permanent stopping points for your assignment. Okay. So you got to finish what you start. God says he's going to complete what he started in you. If you look in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6, he tells us, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, let's give you some action steps on how to stay focused, amen, and how to maintain your focus, because that's so important. Right now, it's up to you to maintain your focus. So what's the first thing, Lady Gwen?
So I'll just give you all of them real quick, and then we'll just kind of go through each one. So if you have your pen and your paper, just go ahead and write it down. So the first thing is, yeah, just to write it down. So you want to write down those top priorities that you have. And then once you write down those top priorities that you have, you want to remove those distractions. So you're looking at some things that you're writing down. You're going, okay, well, if I put this here, then this could possibly get in the way. So remove those distractions, yeah, and then spend daily time with God where you're meditating on those things that you've already written down. And then you want to review them. So take a look at them as often as possible, weekly or so, and then determine, okay, is this, am I still on the right track? Am I still focusing in on what God wants me to do? And then stay connected. And the way to stay connected is to have someone help you with the accountability factor. So if you're going to have this goal in mind, then say, hey, look, this is what I'm working on. If you don't mind, can you just kind of contact me every now and then to keep me on track? Make sure that I'm still doing what I need to do. So those were just the things real quick. And then Pastor can kind of go in depth.
Okay. So the first thing she said was write it down. Write the vision. Make it plain. What is written becomes easier for you to pursue because you can see it. Okay. I think we miss an opportunity in this technology age of using pen and paper, mm-hmm, to document what God says, because God is not obligated to repeat himself. He may do it, but listen, those things that God tell you, you need to write those things down. Because once you write it down, make it plain, amen, the Bible says that he can run that readeth it. Secondly, Lady Gwen said that I have to remove any major distractions. Identify the things that are trying to steal your attention. Okay, there are so if it's an extracurricular activity, whether it's the television, whether it's your phone, whatever it is that's trying to steal your attention away from you fulfilling your assignment, watch this now, eliminate it. Okay, so the next thing she said, I think she said, was spend time in God's word, meditating on it. Now, I want you to see this in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8. Look what it says. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So look what God says about this. If we would meditate on his word day and night and do what God says, amen, he says that we can make our way prosperous and then we can have good success. But that's by meditating on what God said. Keeping the word of God in our mouth, meditating on day and night, and doing what God says, He says, then the prosperity and success that we're looking for in life will come. So, but watch this now. I got to keep the word and meditate on the word day and night. And then I think the fourth thing she said was review our goals weekly. We got to evaluate the progress. How am I doing? Now, I know for her and for myself also, I calendar stuff on my phone so I can know what I need to do for that day. And then I just, you know, it checks off on my phone. And so I'm able to know what did I accomplish today. Okay. And she's the same way on her job. She has things that she needs to get done and she documents the things that she needs to get done. And listen, if you can document it, watch this, and then review those goals on a weekly basis, what did I get complete? Boy, it'll help you long term. And then I think the final thing she said was have somebody to hold you accountable. Okay. Focus people, surround themselves with focused people. That's simple. Have somebody in your life that you can allow to hold you accountable for staying focused. You know, I always ask people, can you take straight talk? Okay. If you want me to be your accountability partner, can you take straight talk? Okay. Because there's some things that you might have to do in order to stay on track. And your accountability partner is there not to make you happy in the sense that everything that you do is fine and dandy. No, maybe some things are off track. And your accountability partner can speak directly to you to hold you accountable. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now listen, get your phone out. We want to give you a confession for tonight. Hallelujah. On how you can stay focused and keep your eye on the prize. Glory to God. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am focused, disciplined, and committed to fulfilling God's purpose for my life. I fix my eyes on Jesus and keep him at the center of every decision that I make. His wisdom guides my steps, his truth directs my path, and his purpose governs my choices. I refuse to be led by confusion, fear, or uncertainty. I walk with clarity and confidence because God is leading me. I filter out every distraction that seeks to pull me away from my assignment. I give my attention to what matters most. I am not controlled by every demand, every opportunity, or every opinion. I have the wisdom to discern what deserves my focus and the courage to say no to anything that competes with God's best for my life. I follow through consistently. I remain faithful in every season. I do not become discouraged when results are delayed, and I do not abandon my responsibility when challenges arise. I show up with excellence, diligence, and determination. Every step of obedience is moving me closer to my desired outcome. I finish what I start. I am not a quitter. Temporary setbacks will not stop me from reaching my destination. I remain steadfast, focused, and committed until every assignment is completed and every purpose is fulfilled. What God has begun in me, he is bringing to completion. I am focused. I am disciplined. I am determined. I am purpose driven. I am moving forward with confidence, and I will finish strong. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? It's offering time tonight, amen. It's time for us to sow our seed tonight. If you're watching tonight, you say, well, Dr. Sharp, how can I give tonight? There are several ways that you can give tonight. If you're watching tonight by way of Above the Clouds, there's a box, there's a link right under the screen right there. If you just click that link, it'll get you to our giving platform, and you can designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. If you're watching tonight by way of Facebook Live in the comment section and also at the top of the page, there's another link. If you just click the link, again, it'll open up and you could sow your seed that way. If you're technology savvy, you can scan the QR code that's right there at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. And it'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, it'll allow you to do the same thing by designating your seed. And then if you want to text to give, you could text FCCC Giving to 54244 and you can sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button once again. It'll allow you to designate your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. But then finally, if you want to mail it to us, you can send it to P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas 77726. And then finally, if you say, man of God, woman of God, we want to sow directly into your life, how can we do that? Well, you can do it through our Cash App. Lady Gwen's Cash App is $GwenSharp1. And you can sow directly into her life. And then my Cash App is $DrCarltonSharp. And you can sow directly into my life. And we believe that the same grace that's on us will be on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen, once again, let us thank you for allowing us to speak into your life tonight on this Tag Team Thursday. Hallelujah. We pray that you have a blessed rest of your week. And hopefully you'll come and join us this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. at 3950 Point Parkway right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Hey, remember this. We're building faith. We're building bridges. And we're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. We'll see you next time on our broadcast. God bless you.
Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
In this dynamic book, Dr. Carlton Sharp reveals that sometimes the strongest people are the ones carrying the heaviest pain. Silently. They show up every day. They smile. They lead. They provide. From the outside, everything looks fine. But inside, something feels off. That quiet weight. That pressure. That sense of isolation. It builds. In this book, Suffering in Silence is about confronting that hidden pain. It's about stepping out of the shadows and into healing, honesty, and wholeness. This message will help you recognize the warning signs within yourself, break free from pride and isolation, and embrace truth, accountability, and restoration. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. It's time to take off the mask, break the silence, and find real healing and hope. Suffering in Silence, Hiding Behind the Mask, by Dr. Carlton Sharp. Available now on Amazon, in paperback and Kindle. Get your copy today.
Each day is a fresh opportunity to activate your faith, align with God's will, and step into divine purpose. That's why I want to personally invite you to join us each and every morning, bright and early, for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Start your day strong. Start your day in faith. Start your day in the presence of God and fellowship with people of like precious faith. We gather as a family of believers to release our faith, speak of God's blessings, and decree supernatural favor over our day. Every morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can dial 267-807-9601 and enter access code 298-581-777. Again, that number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Wake, pray, and repeat. Your morning breakthrough starts because victory begins with prayer. I'll be there, will you? Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we're building lives.
Real topics. Two perspectives. ready for this week's episode of Tag Team Thursdays.